The EPA's rulemaking process in question. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. A cache of internal memos that federal regulators intended to keep private reveals a culture of secrecy, falsehood, and dysfunction that permeated the waters of the U.S. rulemaking process. Michael Clements has more.
The memos released by the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform show the EPA's disregard to concerns by the Army Corps of Engineers on the waters of the U.S. rule, further damaging the agency's credibility. American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish says the EPA rulemaking process was severely flawed, and the memos released this week further prove that.
We know that the Corps had substantial concerns with what EPA was doing with this regulation, and it really does call out the fundamental basis for this rule and really explains in very specific detail how EPA got this process wrong and how they got some of the fundamental underpinnings of this rule wrong.
According to Parrish, the Corps of Engineers claims EPA's economic analysis over the rule was wrong, and the Corps were upset with EPA's misinterpretation of data and the lack of communication while creating the rule.
They were so upset that they wanted their name taken off all the process. That is extremely telling, and it also indicates that the decisions were being made at a very high level politically. As to whether or not this is truly a smoking gun, we think it is.
Perry says he is hopeful this will turn the tide on the rule.
We hope that gives us enough momentum to really force EPA to go back and start over again, or at least start the process from a point where we can get a reasonable and balanced rule. We do think it's going to have some impact on the litigation, but that process is going to play out over a very long time. And the only way we're going to get true immediate change is for Congress to step in and do something about it.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.